With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Let's get back to the Red Sox and the Astros here. You guys, if you've been listening to the station over the last week or two, Clint Sterner's mom has taken the opportunity to really inject herself into several storylines. I mean, it started with the Arkansas Razorbacks beating the Aggies. She went after Tyler Milner, the producer of the afternoon show, because he didn't pay off immediately on his tequila bet with Clint. Like, he's a day late with the tequila, and she was ready to drive to the station and, quote, whoop that ass. And then when we played the audio of her wanting to whoop Tyler's ass, Seth made some comments. Boy, I don't even want to reprise them because it may remind her, Seth, she may come after you again. But you said some things about Clint's singing voice and Justin Moore, the video that Clint did where he was singing after the Arkansas win, that she did not like one bit. So then she said she was going to come down here and whoop Seth's ass.
That's right, yeah.
So there's that.
She didn't say she was gonna for sure, but she said that it could happen. Yeah. You know, well, she put it out there. She's very crafty. You know she's serious because she knows how to cloak her threats. Mm-hmm. She'll outright threaten you, but without the potential legal ramifications.
Not her first rodeo, I would say.
She says things like, "I'll have to come up there and whoop that ass."
Right.
You know, she doesn't say, "I'm going to," but "I'll have to."
Yeah.
You know, "I don't want to," but it could happen.
Yeah. Because if he said, "I'm going to," that's verbal assault. Our lawyers out there, I think, would agree with that. All right. So,
I've talked to an attorney already.
I've got one on retainer.
I just wanted to see what my options were, okay, because I was scared. All right, it affected my job, okay?
That's true. Okay, so then next, she went after the White Sox. Tony La Russa, Ryan Tepara. We played that earlier this week. Nathan Uvalde of the Red Sox had some not-so-nice things to say about the Astros.
He said basically they grate against people.
Right.
They rub people the wrong way.
Like
they're Correa's massage therapist or something.
Yes. And so... And then there's just the mere fact that you're playing Boston in the ALCS. That was enough for Mama Sterner to get out the old smartphone again and crank out this video.
Just a little warning before we crank up with the Astros and the Red Sox. You got Nathan Eovaldi. You're on thin ice, bub, with the comments you made. That's real close to being trash talk. 2018, you want to be an Astro real bad. Hey, Nate, I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to cut you a little bit of slack because you're from Alvin. But, hey, watch what you're saying. Be careful what you're saying. I got some friends up in Boston. I ain't visited them in a while. I might just have to run up there and visit with them. Real convenient for me to take that Uber right over there to Fenway and whoop that ass. Oh, by the way, Boston, y'all need to worry a lot less about McCullers and start worrying about those bats, those Astros bats. You got that old green wall out there in the outfield, monster, whatever y'all call that thing, and my boys are going to beat the hell out of that thing. Thinking maybe you better do a little reinforcement before we get there. And we will be there right after we whoop that ass here in the juice box. Go, Stros.
Okay, can I just tell you, we need to get some audio of Clint talking and speed it up to like 45 RPMs. She sounds like if you put Clint on like 1.5 speed or something like that, you know, like if you sped up Clint's voice, that's what it sounds like. Like a higher pitch. She sounds like Clint with a higher pitched voice.
I think there's a reason Clint might talk a little bit slower than her. I think he may hit upside the head a couple times. That's the
Uber right
he
on.
He used to, when he was 9 or 10, he used to talk at that same speed. And then he got caught, you know, calling the girl next door names or something. And upside the head with.
Okay, I have two things on Mama Sterner real quick. I'm picturing her getting in the Uber and the Uber driver saying, "Oh, so I see you're headed over to Fenway. You going to the game?" "Nope, going over to whoop that ass." That's number one. And this is a question, Seth. How many fights do you think Linda Sterner got into at Clint's high school football games?
I doubt it at all. She seems, honestly, we'll have to ask Clint about this. Yeah. She seems like the type of mom that was probably really hard on Clint. Like, maybe, like, in a good way. Like, she was more concerned about Clint playing well and, you know, like, keeping, you know, positive pressure on him. Yeah. Not in a psycho way or anything, Linda. I'm not saying that, okay?
Yep.
You hear me? Okay? I got an attorney back here. But I could see her taking that part of it when it's her own son. Like, she's kind of engaged and involved in Clinton, not worried about the competition.
I feel like there were at least several verbal altercations.
I'll tell her, you know where – no, you know where she's lucky? Because, honestly, she might have gotten locked up if wrestling were bigger in – Texas, and
yeah.
If Clint were a wrestler, it's hard, man. You'll criticize little league parents left and right. Then you go to a wrestling match where one of your kids or your nephew or something is wrestling, and you want to fight everybody because it feels like a fight.
Oh,
like, and like if the kid that's wrestling your nephew or son or whatever, if their parents are obnoxious, you feel it. You feel like, and I don't do it. I don't engage in any of that. I keep my mouth shut at sporting events, but wrestling, man, it's tough.
Huh?
It's tough to keep your mouth shut sometimes. Yeah.
Okay.
So, the other thing too, she brought up the Green Monster. This isn't quite related to what Linda was talking about,
right.
But it is a cool tradition that rookies go out there and sign the Green Monster on the backside.
Yeah.
Rookies from opposing teams.
Yeah.
For those of you that haven't heard or been updated, it looks like Jake Myers will be making the trip up to
– Okay, good.
Will be playing in this series. He was practicing yesterday. No official reports or anything unless I missed something this morning, but it looks like Jake Myers is going to be all right.
Okay.
And he'll be able to sign that wall.
Okay, good.
And then maybe prop it up with some 2x4s like Linda suggested.
Well, and then run headfirst into it when he's going to catch a ball in the outfield at some point.
That's true. Yeah, don't prop up the Green Monster.
Yeah, yeah. No, the Green Monster is no joke. Like, that is a big giant hunk of metal out there in left and left center field. I'm pumped, man. I'm excited for this series. Alex Cora, former Astros bench coach and current Red Sox manager. Look, a little part of him was left back here in Houston when the cheating punishment was handed down. How does Alex Cora process the reception that the Astros get everywhere that they go?
And that's something I always felt it was going to be interesting, right? So, to be honest with you, when they were booing them and they were, you know, screaming at Jose, you know, I felt it too. I got to be honest. And it's kind of like ironic, right? Because I'm managing the Red Sox and they show up and they get booed. And for a moment there, you're like, I was part of that, you know. And like I've been saying all along, people can judge us and they can do whatever. It was tougher yesterday for us than it was in New York. And I understand that part, and I've been saying all along, I know people don't agree with what we did. They don't agree with me being the manager of the Red Sox, and I understand that, but it was a tough night, to be honest with you. I'm not going to hide it.
You know, it's funny, Seth. Alex Cora got his job back with the Red Sox after he served his punishment for his role in whatever sign stealing Major League Baseball found him guilty of, whether it was the Red Sox in 2018 or the Astros in 2017. He served his penance. The Red Sox brought him back. I'm sure they're thrilled that he's back. We heard Andy Gresh talking a little earlier in our show from WEEI. There's a huge respect factor for Alex Cora up there in Boston. I don't know if you saw this. The Mets fired their manager. The betting favorite to become the Mets' next manager, Carlos Beltran.
Again? Yeah.
He got fired because of the cheating scandal.
He'll be a two-time head coach.
Yeah, right. His record was 0-0 the first time. He's the that's Vegas. I don't know how the Mets feel about that.
Oh, real quick, we can tack this on the headline since you just gave a little bit of a headline. The Yankees look like they're going to retain Aaron Boone, but they fired three of their assistant coaches, including Phil Nevin.
Okay,
Phil Nevin, Gonzo.
Okay.
Bring him back, baby.
Yeah.
Bring him back to Houston.
No.
Man, let's bring back the reminder of the guy they drafted instead of Derek Jeter.
Oh,
bring him
God.
Back.
No. God, no. God, does that – okay. I mean, this separate conversation. Does that work in baseball? Like, that feels like a football thing that would definitely, you know, like the coordinators in football have a serious, serious fingerprints on the function of a football team. Like, firing a first base coach, a third base coach, and a hitting coach in baseball.
It feels like a PR move. Like, right. Wait a second, Phil Nevin's the jamoke that sent Aaron Judge home.
Oh,
no,
we're back.
You know,
we're back. Yeah. Just I don't know. Baseball feels a little different. Like football, when you fire half your staff, you go, okay, well, we're going to see some material change. I don't know if I feel that way about baseball. I don't know. Tell me differently, people. 713-572-4610. Let's stick with Alex Cora. He gave thoughts on Carlos Correa. Also, speaking of New York, what is the hypocrisy level of Yankee fans when it comes to the possibility of Carlos Correa becoming a Yankee? We'll have that for you next.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
I would say Carlos Correa, probably the biggest star in this series. And maybe, you know, look, Boston fans would probably argue Devers or J.D. Martinez or Xander Bogaerts, certainly big star. But Carlos Correa, I think, certainly the most talked about player in this series because of the postseason that he's had in his pending free agency. He's a huge story around baseball. Here's Alex Cora, Red Sox manager, who really watched Correa grow up right before our eyes as a young player while he was the bench coach for A.J. Hinch.
He's becoming what we thought when he got drafted out of high school. We saw it when he was playing back home before that draft. Just a very athletic, impactful player that loves to play the game, that prepares, and he's a leader. He's a leader. I'm very proud of him. You know, what he's become. He's becoming one of the best players in the big leagues, and he's still young. He understands the other part of the game, too. The numbers that really matter. You know, you talk to him, and it's actually eye-opening and refreshing the way he sees the game and the way he talks the game. I'm very proud of him. You know, I love that kid.
Stat nerd Carlos. That's what he's basically saying
right there.
The way he sees the game. He's a lot like you, Seth.
That's Carlos doesn't want to hear about, well, Carlo's been on record a few times saying he doesn't want to hear about batting averages, which I feel like that should make for an awkward situation because Yuli's very proud of winning that batting title.
Yeah, my guess is
based on the old school batting average.
My guess is if Carlos was hitting .310, he'd be all about batting average. You know what I mean?
I'm going to show up. One of the few times that I show up to a press conference for an Astros game, I'm gonna wait until Yuli's up there, and I'm gonna do Google Translate so I can ask in Spanish too, so I get it right, and say. So what do you think about the fact that Carlos Correa has trashed batting average over and over again
in the
year in which he won the batting title?
Yeah, yeah. No, make it real direct. Be like, what do you think about him diminishing your accomplishment directly?
He's calling you an old man, basically.
Yeah.
Oh, Carlos, one of the things that he did yesterday that got a lot of attention on social media, Daniel Gotera from Channel 11 tweeted this out. It's a shot of Carlos Correa walking towards somebody. And he says, off of the practice field, and he says, mi hermano, which in Spanish means my dog. And and he goes over, I know it means brother, and he hugs Jeff Bagwell. And then all the other players come up, Altuve and somebody else came up. And it was a really cool exchange because, look, these guys see each other not all that infrequently, obviously, but the respect that you saw in, like, Correa's eyes and Altuve's eyes and all these guys – like kind of surrounding Bagwell, it was really, really cool. It was a really cool moment. Go look up Daniel Gotera's Twitter account if you want to see. I'm sure other people captured it, but the way Gotera kind of caught Correa walking up and saying it and then zooming out and seeing that it was Jeff Bagwell that he was talking to was really cool.
The organization
also made me very much want to pay Correa.
One more reason. The organization does a phenomenal job of keeping the previous eras of Astros baseball relevant, you know, whether it's through the creation of the Hall of Fame, whether it's through just simple things like Bagwell and Biggio sitting behind home plate at prominent playoff games where you can see them on TV. And it's not just the ball club. Like, those players themselves are, just the love and the respect and the admiration between the different eras of Astros baseball. The longer you've lived in Houston, I think the cooler a thing that is, you know, especially when you consider that era of Astros baseball with Bagwell and Biggio. One of the things that's going to follow them around and had followed them around was they never really performed, especially the two of them, didn't perform great in the postseason. They were on some great teams that ultimately one of which got to the World Series. But Bagwell, they were both towards the end of their careers at that point. I think it's cool that Bagwell and Biggio embraced the success of this era of Astros baseball, and that conversely, to your point, Seth, this era of Astros baseball kind of has taken the previous eras in all as like part of it, you know, like they paved the way kind of thing.
You know, those two guys, and I'm not saying this to put down other Hall of Famers or anything whatsoever, but I think in baseball especially, guys have healthy egos. Baseball players, but almost by definition, have to be a certain level of cocky usually. And with that comes some really healthy egos. I think that Bagwell and Biggio are probably a couple of the more humble Hall of Fame caliber players. I mean, Bagwell is known as a player for a guy that almost beat him up to the point of like where you'd feel bad for the guy. Like he was down on himself about various things. Like he was very tough on himself, and I think like that humility comes through in the way he does interviews and everything. Even now, it's you're right. It's lucky that those two guys are who they are.
Bagwell comes across as somebody who's incredulous that he's in the Hall of Fame. You know?
Yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. Like,
it's very endearing. No doubt. Michael Kay, who is on the ESPN affiliate up in New York City. Look, Seth and I talked about it yesterday. The New York teams are probably going to come hard after Carlos Correa. They're the teams with the financial wherewithal to make those 10-year deals that Carlos seemingly is seeking in free agency. I love this warning to Yankee fans from Michael Kay, who also happens to be their play-by-play guy as well on television. Michael Kay on the hypocrisy sometimes of fans when it comes to the Houston Astros.
One thing I would tell Yankee fans, I don't want Correa. He was part of the Astros team that cheated.
Oh, get over it.
Chill yourself out, please. Would you please? If somebody offered me Jose Altuve tomorrow, you know, enemy number one for the Yankees, if they could get him to play second base, I'd take him in a second. Forget about it. Get over your little grievances,
oh,
everybody.
My God. Come on. I understand you hate the Astros, and rightly so. Do you hate him any more than you hated the Red Sox and Roger Clemens?
And Johnny Damon and Wade Boggs?
Oh, my God. And they all came here and you loved them. Once Clemens starts striking out people and Boggs is getting big hits and Damon's hitting on. Couldn't get enough of them.
It's so
buying
true.
Buying jerseys.
You know, the Astros probably cheated against the Blue Jays. They just, give me some George Springer.
That's right.
You got to get over yourself, everybody. If it's Carlos Correa that they land on, you should thank your lucky stars that they want to spend that kind of money on that type of player. He's that good.
Okay, so this is, all right. This is one thing I've learned from listening to Northeastern Radio this morning, Sean.
Yes, yes.
We listened to a Boston podcast.
I know exactly what you're going to say. Go.
Guy was saying... He was characterizing Lance McCullers in a way that was both insulting and yet very complimentary at the same time. But he was doing a Lance McCullers impression where he said, like, oh, I'm Lance McCullers. I'm better than you. Meh.
Yeah, he said, me.
Yeah. And then what? Just now we heard a yum, 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 yum.
No,
and
we had
a kiss, kiss, and a yum, yum.
Yeah, we did. We did.
I guess we need more sound effects.
We need, Seth, you're reading my mind. I'm listening to them go, and I'm like, this is like me. We need to make more noise. You and I need to make more noises. We're using our words too much on this show.
It would be interesting to follow through. This would be a good thing to do in the off season when, like, during a really dead time. Like, what exactly was the timeline of the reception for George Springer in Toronto / Buffalo? Remember, because they started off playing in Buffalo.
Correct.
I mean, because it was weird because they were still playing under modified COVID restrictions. Springer was banged up and injured and barely playing. And I think there's probably like a rise and a fall in fan sentiment about George Springer. Then he comes back in the second half of the season, and he was just absolutely money for him. I don't know if the story is completely told on George Springer. You have to produce when you get there for the teams to fully and completely embrace you. But yeah, I thought Johnny Damon especially was probably the best name to bring up there. Boggs too. But Johnny Damon, I was just thinking, like, Johnny Damon was the guy that seemed so much like a Red Sox player. Like, he had that huge beard before big beards were cool. You know, he was doing it just because he was, and then he goes to the place that doesn't even allow facial hair.
Well, there's that, but Johnny Damon was on a Red Sox team that actually succeeded against the Yankees.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? Like Boggs and Clemens were on a bunch of Red Sox teams that fell short. Johnny Damon hit the home run that basically won Game 7 for them right out of the chute in 2004 in that historic ALCS. Yes, and all of a sudden, they're correct.
Okay. Yeah. So, A-Rod, I can't believe I forgot to talk about this because I'm retroactively angry at this.
Okay.
A-Rod, that fraud. A-Rod, that guy that you guys allowed into your home and allowed to enjoy him as a broadcaster because, he's actually kind of refreshing.
Yeah.
Did A-Rod, when he said that Carlos Correa might become the first $400 million, or might get $400 million. Did he at any point during that mention that Correa's agent was referred to him by Alex Rodriguez?
I didn't see the footage of what you're talking about.
Hey, we have the same agent, but we like this guy a lot. Like, no, A-Rod just put it out there off into the ether, and guys don't do this. I don't know why. I feel like in every era of sport, people should have to mention when they have the same agent. But don't take that too seriously. The Astros aren't going to keep up with a $400 million offer. I don't think anybody believes that Correa is going to get $400 million.
No!
But A-Rod, who Correa hired his current agent on the advice of Alex Rodriguez.
Yeah.
He's got more of an entertainment and Hollywood vibe to him than just sports. A-Rod's the guy that put that $400 million figure out there.
We need to, you know what we need, Seth? We need to ask for open records. We need a copy of whatever documentation there is between A-Rod and that agent. Because what if A-Rod is getting a referral fee for bringing Correa to him? That is based on a percentage of future Correa earnings.
Well, because what's her name? When she was working for both the Mets and doing the Sunday night game.
Oh, Jessica Mendoza.
Jessica Mendoza. Yeah. Like, that started after a little while. They allowed it, right? And then they just said, all right, it's getting too weird.
Yeah. Someone said we need to throw some moans in during the show. I don't know, I don't know if people want to hear Seth and I moaning necessarily. The sounds we need to figure out an equivalent of and me.
We've got some pretty good drops that we use.
We
need to use Jags Lady more often.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Linda Sterner, she's not in the drop rotation yet, but she's going to start that whoop that ass. Ben, is whoop that ass a drop yet?
No, not yet. Not yet. Ben,
okay.
Ben will get that.
No.
But it's easily resolved. All right. We have not done Five Reasons I Hate You football versions yet. I feel like the Indianapolis Colts game is a good week to dust off Five Reasons I Hate You. Five reasons we hate the Texans opponent this upcoming weekend. Indy version. We know how Seth feels about Indy. Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
From the Twin Peaks studio, it's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, we're going to circle back to the Astros at the top of the hour. 10 o'clock this morning is when the roster comes out for the ALCS. Landry Locker and Wade Smith is in for John Lopez today. They're going to be hitting that hard right out of the chute. I know that. So keep it tuned right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, the Texans play the Colts on Sunday. These are 2-1-4 teams playing each other. But I don't think it's that hard to rile up some emotion about the Indianapolis Colts. They are a hated division rival. However, listing out the reasons why we hate them, I think, can be therapeutic, especially in a season for the Texans, where, look, the Texans have not had a lot of success so far. So we are dusting off the old gimmick, Five Reasons I Hate You. Five Reasons I Hate You, Indianapolis version. So let's get this thing started. We count down. Fifth reason, Jim Irsay, the owner of the Indianapolis Colts. He had a quote recently about how he's basically, with Carson Wentz as the quarterback, he's basically guaranteeing Colts fans two Lombardi trophies this decade. He tweeted out earlier this week, Colts Nation, don't you worry. We're going to get the horseshoe at least two Lombardis this decade. As sure as the sun rises and the seasons change, it's coming. Don't you ever doubt that, ever. You'll see greatness and believe, and you will see emoji, 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 emoji.
Hasn't he made this promise already once before?
He has. He's reinforced. He's doubling down on it. This was after.
Wasn't it like a decade ago? Or it was
he did.
After the last Super Bowl, right? He's almost up on the last promise from a decade ago.
Right, right. Here's some more from Jim Irsay on the golden era of Colts football.
I really couldn't be more excited. We really feel this is going to be a special match, having Carson come in. And now we really see a lot of the main pieces set for what I believe can bring us a Lombardi trophy and, God willing, more than one coming into this next decade. Yeah. I really believe you will see a golden era develop as we go into this decade, sitting here in 2021. I believe it with all my heart and soul, and there's good reason to believe it.
Yeah. From your lips to God's ears, kid. You're 1-4 right now. The gods, you said God willing. Not willing.
This is why you guys always have to remember, this is why the owning an NFL team is one of the best rackets around, because listen to that guy. That guy has been at the helm for a Super Bowl championship and some damn good football teams. And actually some good drafts, too. It's like everything gets equalized out, okay? It's its own little brand of socialism or whatever the hell it is. Everybody gets a taste eventually. You've got to wait for your time to come around.
Hire the right people, man. Hire the right people, you become a great owner. All right, so Jim Irsay, reason number one to hate the Indianapolis Colts. Seth, reason number two. I guess reason number, we'll count down. Five is Irsay. Four, T.Y. Hilton. Now, this is an easy one. 18 games, 97 catches, 1,718 yards, 11 touchdowns against the Houston Texans. And this is not a top-heavy performance from T.Y. Hilton. It's not like he accumulated all these stats back when he still had young legs and Andrew Luck as his quarterback. It don't matter who the quarterback is for the Indianapolis Colts. It don't matter how old T.Y. Hilton is. It don't matter how good or bad the Indianapolis Colts are. T.Y. Yeah. Hilton goes out and puts up numbers, and I'm picturing the big, huge gaps in Lovie Smith's defense being plowed through by number 13 all weekend long on Sunday.
This is fair, and I think the thing you have to remember, too, with T.Y. Hilton is that I think he at one point in his life, he was a good kid. You know, he said the right things. It wasn't really – we hated him because of the things he did on the field until he decided to show up wearing a clown mask to NRG Stadium a few years back. It was that point I had realized, okay, he's been in Indiana too long. This kid has no couth anymore. He's been corrupted by the vile citizenry of Indiana. Their disregard for laws, decorum, good taste, not marrying first cousins, all those things have all of a sudden seeped into T.Y. Hilton's psyche and became a dirty mask wearer.
Do we know that he's married his first cousin? Are we sure about that? Or
oh, no. I'm just talking about the whole spirit.
Oh,
of
I got
thing.
You. I got
no,
you.
No, no, no.
Oh,
I get
what you're saying. Yeah, no.
Listen, Sean, I'm not claiming he's as bad as an actual Indiana.
Right.
I'm saying that like certain elements of it have creeped into his persona.
He's taken on some of their qualities. I get
yes,
what you're saying.
Yes.
Particularly
exactly.
With the clown mask, particularly those of carnies, which I believe comprises what percentage of Indiana would you say are carnies?
Well, most of them, like wannabe carnies, I suppose, but most carnivals won't accept somebody from Indiana. That's one of those, like, they're basically like, show me your papers,
right.
And they just check to be sure that you're not from Indiana. They don't care if you're vaccinated, that's for sure. They just want to be sure you're not from Indiana. There's no vaccine for that. Oh, native Indianan, no vaccine for that.
I am so glad we dusted off this segment for the Colts game. So reason number 5 to hate the Colts, Jim Irsay. Reason number 4 to hate the Colts, the fact that Indiana has poisoned an otherwise good person in T.Y. Hilton, and the fact that he's basically a Hall of Famer against the Texans. Number 3, Carson Wentz. We heard Jim Irsay talking about Carson Wentz a minute or two ago. The fact that this franchise views him as some sort of savior, the guy who's always hurt, the guy who's so thin-skinned. Remember when he got criticized in Philadelphia last year? And
he didn't. Yeah, the reports were that he didn't like that Jalen Hurts was there.
Yeah, he didn't even like Jalen Hurts getting drafted.
I don't have to prove. I don't want to have to prove that I'm better than a second-round draft pick. How dare you? Wait a second. Who else doesn't like it? Okay, Aaron Rodgers. Am I as good as Aaron Rodgers?
Right.
Tell me I'm as good as Aaron Rodgers.
Am I? Me.
And,
not
that I'm a fan of Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. all right, get out of here, you stupid ginger. This guy, and then the story was going to be, oh, well, people are kinder and gentler in Indianapolis, and he's closer to his home state of North or South Dakota. I don't care. That's a vast wasteland themselves, those two states. Little Carson needs to be closer to home. Don't you know? Philadelphia is just too mean and tough for Carson Wentz. All right, great. Go ahead and thrive out there in the barren wasteland of the Midwest.
He somehow managed to sprain not one but two ankles on the same play. Like for some reason that bothers me.
No, but then that clown show franchise, the Colts, decided to explain it away as a high school injury. And then they did the same thing with Quentin Nelson, right? Like it couldn't possibly be your defective field turf or whatever surface you guys are practicing on, that three ankles on two players were injured basically in the same respect in the course of a week.
All right. Reason number 2 to hate the Indianapolis Colts. We've got Irsay 5, T.Y. Hilton 4, Carson Wentz 3. Reason number 2, and this is going to get a little real here, because I know he's very well respected around the league. I know they did all these polls before the season about best this and best that when it came to evaluation and drafting and putting a roster together and blah, blah, blah.
This guy's also from Texas City, too.
I get it. And I like him. I've had a chance to talk to him on a couple of occasions. I like him a lot. But, I mean, is the bloom going to be off of the rose of Chris Ballard at any point here? Like, he's God's gift to general managing, and he's general managing a team that's 29-24 and has won one playoff game in the 4 years that he's been there.
And they've yet to deliver a quarterback.
Or two Lombardi trophies, as Jim Irsay has promised.
You got the propped up weekend at Bernie's corpse of Philip Rivers. Yeah. He's now coaching high school football.
Yeah.
We got to check in on that. Because I don't know if he might have lost some IQ points while he spent his time in Indiana.
Yeah.
And you're right. It's tough because I like Chris Ballard, but I get a little tired of people in the media fawning all over him like he's accomplished something as a GM, and he hasn't.
That's all I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying fire the guy. I'm not saying the guy stinks. I'm not even saying he's bad at his job. But they act like he's the love child of Ted Thompson and Bill Polian in some way. You know what I mean? And, like, you know, come on, man. I get it. You were blindsided by the Andrew Luck retirement, but, you know, win a playoff game, by God. All right, so that's... So that's reason number two. We count down. So again, reason five, Jim Irsay to hate the Colts. Reason four, T.Y. Hilton. Reason three, Carson Wentz. Reason two, is Chris Ballard overrated? God's gift to general managing. Number one, I don't know, Seth. I guess I'll just hand you the mic here. Number one is everything Seth hates about Indianapolis and the state of Indiana.
I think sometimes when I go in on Indiana, I am flooded with too many thoughts, too many valid bullet points about why I despise them. So I think today I'll focus in on one specific aspect of Indiana that I despise so much, and it's this. Indiana is anti-democracy. They do not engage in our democracy. They oppose the entire notion of democracy. How's that, Seth? Why would you say that? Well, look, as much of a topic as election fraud has been over the last, I don't know, 4, 5, 6 years or so, and as much as people argue about what is this, what is that, is this valid or is this not valid, all that, like, it's very, very minimal evidence of actual, like, real, like, large-scale voter fraud. You know who used to make it one of their staples of their economy? Large-scale voter fraud?
Who?
Indiana.
Really?
Sean, in the early days of our democracy, things were not so pretty. That's right. They weren't as pretty as they are now.
That's a fact.
So there was just large-scale voter fraud in the early days of democracy, but nobody's willing to pay and demand more, and to the point where it almost became a taxable transaction than the state of Indiana, where people were willing to pay up to £5 and or a chicken for or $5 and or a chicken for a vote in the state of Indiana. And then Benjamin Harrison, one of the worst presidents in U.S. history, they just flat out bought votes wholesale. They even corrupted some good people from Western Pennsylvania that they brought over, were throwing in ballots, like 15 ballots at a time. And Benjamin Harrison got to be president because the state of Indiana said, you know what, really just democracy to us is give it to the highest bidder.
Okay.
That's what they said.
Okay, so Seth, let me ask you this, because I did not see this coming as you going weapons hot on Indiana. Are you using that as your reason to hate the Colts because you emptied the chamber on all your inbreeding jokes back when we were talking about T.Y. Hilton 5 minutes ago?
I think, well, I feel, at times I feel bad about the inbreeding jokes because, you know, the children are the victims there because they end up having to, you know, live with their mommy, daddy, cousins. Yeah. And, you know, oh, that, who's that, your mom or your cousin? Both. Yeah. They have to deal with the brunt of that for their lives. And I feel like I shouldn't be picking on the victims of the first cousin love.
Okay, we say all this under the auspices of the what we call the Vanessa Richardson exemption. That there are certain people in our lives, and it's really four people. Vanessa Richardson herself from Channel 2, Mo from The Morning Bull, Sarah Pepper, and D.P. Sidhu, who are all friends of ours from the state of Indiana, who are covered under the Vanessa Richardson exemption. Oh my God, Seth, look at the hotline. Look who's here. KPRC2. Which one? KPRC2's very own Vanessa Richardson. Hello, Vanessa. How are you this morning?
I am ready to fight Seth.
Whoa!
Why? Because that's what you do at your family reunions?
Hey, I'll have you know that I only have one cousin that has married a fourth cousin. That's actually true. It's actually not a lie.
I love that Vanessa's like, you're making way too much of this. My family only has one situation like that.
Yeah, we only have one. And it worked out because the farmlands were close to each other. But other than that, yeah.
Did you say the farmlands were too close to each other?
The farmlands were close to each other of the family, so it ended up working out. But yeah, only one. And it's
so they could work their dual farms together with their cousin, mm-hmm. nieces, and nephews. That's my son, nephew.
So
yeah. Go ahead, John.
Well, I was going to say, Vanessa, what's the most unfair thing that Seth says about the state of Indiana in your mind? You've listened to him rant on your home state many, many times. What's the most unfair thing that he says?
I'm glad you asked.
Okay.
I would say that the probably the most unfair thing is just the thought that the argument of, you know, like people from Indiana. First of all, it's not Indianans; it's Hoosiers.
Oh, it should be Native Americanians, but whatever. Okay, you guys go ahead and just disrespecting the people that were here first. But that's cool.
Here's what I think you need to understand: we don't want to have coos. We don't feel like we need.
Did you say you don't want to have tooth?
No, she said cooth. Cooth.
Oh,
with a C.
I thought you meant like, oh, look, we don't want teeth anyway. And then you said tooth.
That's what I thought too. No, cooth.
All right, cooth. I got you.
Continue,
guys. We don't. It's not our top priority to look like we have the most expensive clothes to. Go, you know, people in Houston like to have oil and gas money going to these galas. We don't have galas. Like, we go to Texas Roadhouse or Outback. You know, that's like, we don't feel the need to look like we have more than we actually do. We're fine wearing hand-me-downs and all of that. So I think it's like, we might not be all that. I don't think we want to be all that.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's fair. You're real people.
That sounds
there.
Like somebody. That's like somebody bragging about the fact that they didn't need no book learning after eighth grade.
Yeah. Hey, actually, this is a true story. My mom was able to skip kindergarten because she could do her alphabet backwards and frontwards. backwards and frontwards, or something like that.
That's how you advance to the next grade in Indiana.
That is tremendous. All right. So things we've learned about our good friend Vanessa Richardson in these 5 minutes she called in to respond to Seth is that her mom got promoted out of kindergarten because she could do the alphabet frontwards and backwards, and for all the talk. For all the talk from Seth about cousins marrying each other, that only happened once on your family tree, Vanessa, and it was a cousin with a fourth cousin, which is barely even a cousin, right?
When you're from the parts, that's like, I'm from Terre Haute, but that's my family outside of Terre Haute and even smaller towns. Fourth cousin is like a miracle. I mean, it's you're connected to a lot of people, so you got to really search.
Oh yeah, that's true. That, you know, that I was reading about first cousin marriages. I was doing some research for this back like when I went in heavy on the first cousin stuff. And it used to be way more common in America because most people would spend their entire lives without leaving like a 40-mile radius
that's
of
true.
Their home.
Exactly.
So yeah, I mean when travel wasn't so it wasn't so quick and easy to go out and meet somebody who's a non-cousin. So you took what you could get. And I admire Indiana for keeping up with that tradition. We lost sight of our traditions in America in some ways.
There
Indiana
it is.
Says
I was
no.
like, oh my God. I was like, wow, that's like being empathetic about how it's hard to find dating outside. Oh, there it is.
Yep. I feel like we came to an understanding here. Vanessa, we appreciate your listenership. We appreciate your friendship, and we certainly appreciate you. We appreciate you calling in. We will catch up with you soon.
And Vanessa, just so you know, don't feel bad about it. Your parents called and told me you're adopted. So you're not.
Oh, my God.
You weren't born in Indiana. You're cool. You're cool.
Oh, my God. You guys are the best. Thanks for letting me call.
You're the best. Appreciate it, Vanessa. Appreciate it. Vanessa Richardson, Channel 2, jumping on with us here. All right. We head into the 9 o'clock hour. We got baseball to talk about. In the 9 o'clock hour, we're an hour away from getting confirmation on this Lance McCullers thing. What are the Astros' solutions if indeed there is no Lance McCullers? How does this affect this series? How does it potentially affect the World Series if the Astros get there? That is next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.